Welcome to the Credit Refresh Podcast, where people come to get all the tips and resources they need to level up on their credit journey. I'm your host, Kawanis Drucker. Let's get into this episode. Hey, y'all, what is up? Welcome back to another episode of the Credit Refresh Podcast. Today, we're tackling the often confusing and stressful topic of wage garnishments. Whether you've already encountered one or simply want to be prepared, this episode will equip you with the knowledge you need to understand and navigate this financial hurdle. I'm your host, Kawanis Drucker. Let's get into this episode. Let's start with the basics. A garnishment is a court-ordered seizure of a portion of your income to satisfy a debt. This means your employer is legally obligated to withhold a specific amount of your paycheck and send it directly to your creditor, like a child support recipient, government agency, or even a private lender. So common types of garnishments are child support, student loans. Delinquent federal student loans can trigger wage garnishments without a court order, typically up to 15% of your disposable earnings. Let's go back and talk about child support real quick. Ensuring financial support for your children is paramount, and garnishments are a common way to enforce child support orders. Typically, these can take up to 50% of your disposable earnings if you're supporting another spouse or child, or up to 60% if not. An additional 5% may be garnished for support payments that are more than 12 weeks in arrears. So y'all, make sure y'all stay up with y'all child support, all right? Did you know that the lack of credit education can have a serious impact on your life? It can affect your ability to get a loan, buy a house, or even start a business. That's why I'm excited to tell you about the upcoming workshop, The Miseducation of Credit. This workshop will be held April 27th in Nashville, Tennessee. It's designed to help you understand the basics of credit, build good credit habits, and achieve your credit goals. In this workshop, you're going to learn about all about credit, what credit is, how it works, how to build and improve your credit score, how to avoid common credit traps, and so much more. Whether you're just starting out with credit or looking to improve your credit situation, this workshop is for you. So head over to miseducationofcredit.com or check out the show notes to get your seat. Spots are limited, so don't you miss out. Back taxes. The IRS has borrowed authority to garnish wages of unpaid taxes and penalties, generally up to the lesser of 25% of your disposable earnings or the amount by which your disposable earnings for the week exceed 30 times the federal minimum wage. All right, y'all. And then there are consumer debts. These are people like your credit cards, loans and stuff like that. Credit card companies and other creditors may seek court orders to garnish wages of unpaid debt, usually limited to the same 25 or 30 times the minimum wage rules as back taxes. Garnishments can significantly impact your finances both immediately and in the long term. They can leave you with less money for essential expenses and strain your budget, right? While garnishments themselves don't appear on your credit report, the underlying missed payments that lead to the garnishment can significantly damage your score. Lenders may view garnishments as a sign of financial hardship and be less likely to approve you for any loans, credit cards, or any other forms of credit. It's important to know that you have rights when facing a garnishment. The amount withheld is usually limited by law, and certain types of income, like Social Security, may be exempt. If you believe the garnishment is in error, you have the right to challenge it in court. So here are some steps that you can take in this situation. Contact the creditor, discuss the situation, and explore payment plans or alternatives to a garnishment. And then you can definitely seek legal advice. A lawyer can explain your rights and options and help you challenge the garnishment if necessary. While not always possible, there are some ways that you can stop a garnishment. You can pay the debt in full, of course, and then you can challenge it in court like we just talked about. And then a final option may be for you filing bankruptcy, but you definitely want to get advice before you do this. Remember, communication is key. Don't ignore those notices or avoid the creditor. Addressing the issue promptly can lead to better outcomes. You want to act quickly. The sooner you take action, the more options you have, and then seek help if you need it, right? Garnishments can be challenging, but understanding your rights, taking proactive steps, and seeking help when needed can empower you to navigate this situation effectively. Remember, you have options, and with the right approach, you can overcome this financial hurdle and move forward. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Credit Refresh Podcast. I hope that you have found value in this information. If you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media. You can find me on Instagram at Kiwanis Rucker. Until next time, y'all stay safe. Welcome to the Credit Refresh Podcast, where people come to get all the tips and resources they need to level up on their credit journey. I'm your host, Kiwanis Rucker. Let's get into this episode.